All right, it is our special pleasure and also our big thanks because she is out in California. Jordan Larson joins us now. Good morning. Thanks for your time. I know it's early, but we appreciate it as always.
Yeah, no, thanks for having me. This is normal for me, so all good here.
Hey, so you're gearing up. You're out in California as you and the rest of Team USA gears up for the Paris Olympics. And I'm thinking, okay, that'll be the final time competitively playing. And the next thing you know, you're the anchor for the Omaha team that's going to be in the LOVB. What led you to the decision? Because there'll be some other fellow Olympians and Huskers that are in this this league. What led you to the decision that when the Olympics are over, I'm not done?
Yeah. You know, obviously it's been a lot of conversation, a lot of decisions. Like you said, is this time to step away? And obviously I've really enjoyed coaching the Huskers and all the things. But like you said, that there's a lot of Olympians, and obviously getting to play with Justine in Omaha again, it's full circle. So I'm just really excited to be a part of that. And for me, that was enough to be able to make that decision and make it happen. And I feel like I'm in a pretty good place, emotionally, physically, you know, all the things. So I felt like it was the right choice for me.
Jordan, I know you're active with everything that is volleyball in the state as well. How much of your decision to give this a go also came from what we saw here just recently with the Omaha Supernovas as far as how they got the support locally and how that could work with having two professional teams?
Yeah. I mean, obviously the state of Nebraska loves volleyball, but I just think that the growth of the sport across the United States has grown immensely. I mean, even internationally, right? And I just think the more we can get
Please tell me don't have a bad
scene. I'm really excited for, you know, like go around and do all these talks now with the young kids, and I'm like, I wanted to play pro as a kid, and I didn't know what that, you know, even meant, right? I didn't realize that you had to go outside the United States for 8 months and then come home. And so the fact that now we have these possibilities in the States for girls to stay home, it only begins to make our athletes better and just more opportunities to play.
Yeah, I'm sure you're going to miss those trips to Thailand and playing pro in Russia and Puerto Rico. But why?
Exactly.
Why do you think this league, LOVB, when it begins in the winter here in Omaha, why this will work in Omaha, Madison, Austin, and the other cities that have already been announced?
Yeah, I think it's a very similar model to kind of overseas, you know, where it's associated with kind of the youth, and there's a clear, like, not timeline, but a clear vision on, like, hey, you know, you're playing for club, and then you're kind of going on and playing pro, and also in major cities that volleyball is very, very loved, right? And I also think that the project and the projection, right? Like, this has been in the works now for, you know, going on 4 years, right? I think sometimes when you're starting a business or trying to start something, it takes time, and there should be clarity around everything. And I've really enjoyed their approach and how they are going about things, and also like how their attention to detail, like taking care of the athlete, right? Like, what people don't realize is when we're overseas, you know, like things are mainly provided for us, housing, cars, right? Those things are taken care of, right? So that's really like the health and well-being of the athlete is huge, and I feel like they really had immense attention to detail and really want to make this thing here and here to last, so which is really cool.
I would assume when the announcement was made earlier this week that you will be representing Omaha for the League One volleyball team that a lot of people were quickly to ask, so what does that mean for coaching? There's a path, right, to do both.
Yes, there is very much a path, and that was my first concern, first and foremost. Is I really have enjoyed playing or being with the Huskers and just learning from the staff and really being integrated and all that. And so that was one of my first conversations was with John. Of like, hey, John, like, this is a possibility, and like, what are your thoughts? And I really like what I'm doing at Nebraska. Like, can we make this work? Is this a possibility? And he has been awesome through it all, even with me coming out and playing in the Olympics and or trying to make the team. And he's just been super supportive, and I'm really, really grateful. And again, I think that it's all for a bigger picture, and which, again, I think a lot of these college coaches are doing, right? Like Kelly Sheffield at Wisconsin, you know, Jared at Texas, like helping these pro leagues get up and going, because, you know, it's been a long time coming, and I think we're at a place where it's like, hey, like, it's not about, you know, us anymore. It's about how do we continue to make this sport grow and continue to get eyes on it.
Let me go back to something you said, and you know, you know the impact you have in this state, whether it be for playing at Nebraska and winning a national championship to playing the Olympics, or just you're a Nebraskan and there are little girls that now you're coaching that have grown up and they know you and you're trying to figure out what to do and you're balancing your volleyball life with your personal life and you come back to Nebraska. Why do you think, like, the last year, you being back home after trying to figure out what your trajectory is, was the right thing, and you finally found a place, Jordan, where you should be, where you're at right now in your life, that this is kind of, now that trajectory and those bumpy roads have smoothed out?
Yeah, gosh, I have chills thinking about it. You know, it's been a challenging year and a half, I'm not going to lie, and but I feel so lucky to have been embraced by the community, and it feels right for me. And I know that, like you said, like I grew up there. I understand, and I think first and foremost is that I know, you know, I've dreamed of the position that I'm in now, and now I get to help girls be where I wanted to be, right? And also be better, right? I think about, I just have this lens of our national team of like, man, it took us 60 years to win a gold medal. And like that's crazy, right? Like, because I look at the talent and the depth that we have in the United States, and like, this should be happening all the time. And I just want to keep pouring into our young talent and continuing to keep dreams alive and, you know, having that positive impact on these kids, like it's huge. And how can we continue to get, again, eyes in front of it, right? Like, mm-hmm. You saw how many people were viewing like the women's basketball Final Four. Like, that should be volleyball, right? Like, there's more young athletes playing volleyball than there are any other sport. So it's like that, the possibility is there. Now, how do we bring that attention to the sport, you know?
Jordan, I know you would have been there in some capacity, whether as a fan, a proud alum, or whatever the role might have been. But for Volleyball Day in Nebraska to be on the coaching staff and to directly see your players' eyes light up when they came out of the tunnel, can you describe the anticipation of the event and then when it actually took place, what you were feeling, especially someone who's played at the highest of levels?
Yeah, you know, I'm sad that I wasn't able to be there. I was in Canada playing with USA, but just watching on TV, and again, I'm just filled with chills because it's like that day meant more, I think, for women's sport, and obviously the state of Nebraska, is to have it done in the state is unreal, and the feeling that alumni got, you know, hearing from a lot of my teammates in the past, like what that day meant for all of us. It's like, man, it's something bigger. And that's what the sport does to you. It's not about you. It's about how do you get to experience being on a team and winning a national championship and all the hard work that it takes to get there. And there's so much more that day meant than just that day, right? And I think everybody felt that. And then obviously for these young girls to really experience that. And now that they have that experience, now they can talk about what it means to be at Nebraska, mm-hmm. and what it means to be playing in one of the greatest sports ever. And, you know, like their narrative now moving forward in life, like that experience, like translates down the road, you know?
Jordan Larson joining us, no doubt one of the most accomplished players of her generation, gold medalist with USA Volleyball, and now will be joining the LOVB Pro League right here in Omaha, along with former Husker Justine Wong Arantes, which will debut this upcoming fall into the winter. While you prepare for the Olympics and head over to Paris to try and win another gold, there is the focus on the team that will is finishing up spring and then we'll be back at it in the fall. What's the as you were around that team last year and the disappointment of losing in the national championship match to Texas, what's the next step you think Nebraska volleyball takes in 2024?
Yeah, that's a great question. And like you said, it was a disappointing loss that we all wish we could have been different. That we also learned a lot of lessons of what we want to do differently and how we want to approach things. And I think that's just, we got to get better every single day. How are we pushing the envelope of how to get better? And I mean, I just think that, you know, taking one at a day at a time, like ultimately our goal is to get there again, right? But I think you can't look too far ahead. It's like on a day to day, how are we doing and how are we getting better? So I'm just really excited for the girls and this opportunity for them, just how they want it to look moving forward.
Let me ask you one final question. We'll let you go. We appreciate your time, Jordan Larson, joining us. As we see more and more youth volleyball players make the transition into college, and it's not a surprise now, whether it be at Texas or in Nebraska or Wisconsin, to see true freshmen that show up in the spring, they early enroll, and they are a prominent part when we get to the fall. Why is it easier now for a freshman volleyball player in college to not look like a freshman all the time?
That's a great question. I would say that I think our youth club programs are doing a really nice job of getting these players prepped and ready. And I also think the level of volleyball is changing. Like how we're playing, like also the ability to share information, right? Like learning tools out there and like how to teach a skill is becoming way more efficient and more streamlined, right? And technology is unreal, right? The ability to record and then being able to see the athletes doing it right and then being able to kind of reflect on that has been huge. So I will give credit to our youth development programs and even USA, right? We have these opportunities that we're bringing top girls together. They're learning, they're getting coached by the best, and then they're going back to their club teams and high school teams. So I feel like as a whole, we're doing a really nice job of just continuing to elevate these young girls. And then when they come in the college program, they're ready and prepped and ready to go.
One final one. Did you ever think you'd be part of the national program for 15 years?
No. It's so funny. I go around, I'm like, how long have I been playing now? Like what? Like I have to like remind myself, right? And I don't know if you guys saw the Volleyball Mag had just did an interview, and one of the thoughts in there was like, when I was young coming in the gym, I was like, oh my gosh, like these girls playing over 30, like what are they doing? You know, like yeah. But you become addicted to the lifestyle, and you become addicted to striving for something that you've never done, right? Like I never won a gold medal. I didn't know what it was going to take, but I was trying to figure it out. And you know, now I kind of know, but I also know that this next path is going to be very different. So getting addicted to the process and understanding high performance is, it's been fascinating, and I've learned so much, and being able to travel the world, I don't take that for granted as well.
Where do you keep the gold medal?
You know, it's in a safety deposit box, and keep it there. But right now, it's with me. I had to do an event in New York, so I had to take it with me. But yeah, normally I try to keep it safe and sound.
Well, we hope you have another chance to add to that. It's always great to catch up. It was great to see you back in your element last fall, and I know a lot of people here in Omaha can't wait to see you on the floor competing competitively with the LOVB.
Yeah, I'm really excited to be back, and yeah, just thanks for continuing to help elevate the sport, and just can't wait to be back in Omaha soon.
Hey, thanks, Jordan.
All right, thanks.
That's Jordan Larson, clearly the most celebrated collegiate and professional volleyball player in the history of Nebraska, and named the governor.
Yep. In fact, I had received a tweet when you said the governor said, oh. They didn't even they knew exactly. It was like most people would say Jim Pill. No.
So
you knew exactly who it is.
So you got you probably do, Nick. So you guys know the story of how she got the nickname? I mean, she's not only, she's one of the most celebrated female athletes in the history of the state of Nebraska. From her high school career to winning a national championship, they went 127-8 while she was at Nebraska.
That's just pretty good.
And you know, and then she went, she's 37.
Yeah.
Been on the international team, or the national team since 2009. And I don't know, I've had conversations with her trying to figure some things out. She's had ups and downs in her personal life. You know, she was at Texas, didn't know, am I going to coach down there?
Yep.
Do I want to coach? She came back here. Was she going to be part of Nebraska? John put her on the staff. Yeah. She's a great resource to his team. You know, and she's, you know, like navigating, okay, I still want to play volleyball, but she's told this story before. So she is playing, I think she was playing in Thailand. And there was a fan that was like, Jordan, Jordan, Jordan. And, you know, the national team, the U.S. national team is playing in Thailand. And this person is like hollering at Jordan Larson. Well, he's got a Nebraska volleyball shirt on. And one of the coaches on the national team was like, what is going on? So this fan finally, you know, Jordan came over and the coach was there and Jordan was meeting this fan. And the fan said to Jordan Larson, I know your dad. Yeah. And you guys are in Thailand, so I'm here to support you. And so then the coach told the story to another person, and their immediate response was, oh, yeah, she's like the governor of Nebraska. And so the nickname stuck, and so she has been referred to as the governor.
Yeah, we were
and
doing...
And her national teammates do call her the governor.
This was one of the more random...
Remember that in 20 years.
Cox broadcast that I was doing there. It was the Norseca volleyball event that they had at the Ralston Arena, and they were playing. And this is where you're seeing like Team Brazil and Team USA. And I remember Karch Karai telling that story. And that was the first time I ever learned about that. And this was, I mean, we're talking over 10 years ago when I heard about that. But her impact is, it really is amazing here. I know some of her close friends, and I always, it was funny. We were at a wedding once, and she was there because it was one of her good friends. And a lot of us who were on the outside of that friend group, we all kind of looked at her in awe. And I remember even my wife saying, oh, is that Jordan Larson? So, and she just has that effect wherever she goes. And it's I don't know where she has the time. I mean, this is someone who has given her life to the sport and has been able to evolve with it professionally and then on the world stage as well. To still have that passion, and you said probably the best way to describe it, a resource. It's a major resource for not just the Nebraska volleyball players right now, because we know what that program demands, but also for so we talk about growing the sport and what took place this last summer with Volleyball Day in Nebraska, elevating that sport, but also having someone that continue. I mean, she's. You see her around all the time. She gives her time. There's so many different camps that I know she's been involved in here as recent as last year. It's these are the type of players that I think of. It was funny because we were talking about Caitlin Clark and what she can do for the sport to continue to evolve the women's game at the basketball level. Jordan Larson is one of those people. She's probably one of the more recognizable people when you think about the USA volleyball team, not just here in Nebraska, but for the states that follow that get excited about it, for those young girls that strive to be a professional volleyball player and a high-level collegiate volleyball player. They all know who Jordan Larson is.
Yes, three-time All-American, so they went to three Final Fours. They won a national championship. Some of the more memorable matches in the history of Nebraska volleyball she was involved in. She's also one of those people that her post-college accolades, I think, have surpassed her Nebraska exploits.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan Burroughs.
Which is
so Jordan
something.
Burroughs, for example, the U.S. Olympic wrestling trials begin tomorrow. Jordan Burroughs is making another run at it.
Mm-hmm.
You could say that his post-college, and Jordan Burroughs was really good at Nebraska, but post-college accolades have surpassed it. She is, you know, we use sometimes the Omaha World Herald Top 100 Athletes in the state as a guide. If I recall... She is the highest ranked female ever in the state of Nebraska. I think she's in the top 10.
Thing.
When are they going to redo that again?
We got to update it. Not saying that Jordan would be.
You guys can ask Sam.
Not involved, but there's other athletes. Yeah, when is that? When is the last time they put that out?
It's. I think you have to go back
like the sports
2018.
Kind because there's even that recent.
It's a great discussion point because in that list, like the first one of the first people that come to mind, Bud Crawford has to move way up in that list. I hope you enjoyed the conversation with Jordan. Again, the LOVB is going to be playing here during the fall and the winter. Omaha's entry into that league, as it was announced the other day, and she is the anchor, Justine Wong-Arantes, who also is on that team, and there'll be plenty of other former Huskers and Olympians when they get done with the Olympics in Paris in August. So that'll be up on the radio replay page. If you missed it or you want to share it with someone, please do. And while you go to 1620thezone.com, don't forget about that email. Sign up for the email. Hey. Get a little VIP access.
You're right.
I'm telling you, we got a couple of announcements that are coming up, especially for next week, ahead of the spring game. You're only going to find out about it if you are on the email club. Go to 1620thezone.com.
You read my mind, Gary, because you can join the VIP club and sign up for 1620 the email. You'll be the first to know, just as you said, all the exciting content that's happening on 1620 The Zone, including sports news, contests, promotions, and more. 1620thezone.com for all the details.
Hate Bill Belichick, love 1620thezone.com. It's 9:25. Brian Edwards a little bit later on 1620 The Zone.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.